This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is truly disturbing stuff, to say the least. And it's disturbing because it's not exceptional. Here is yet another case study of the genocidal mania which has enveloped Israel. That mania has overwhelmed Israeli society so much, with extremely courageous exceptions who will in time be vindicated by history, that it's become like a background hum. It causes no shock or horror in the mainstream, with the most obscene genocidal statements causing few to blink. Now I'm going to show a horrific clip of unashamed, overt genocidal incitement, but let's just first start with Ynet. It's a mainstream Israeli news outlet, and it posted a clip of Palestinians at the beach in Gaza, which is, as I'm sure you'll know, a coastal strip right next to the Mediterranean, which goes all the way down its coastal border. Ynet wrote in an accompanying tweet, "Poor Gaza civilians having fun at the beach, not too far away from where Israeli women, children and elders are being held hostage. Horrific genocide, famine and other old wives' tales. Hashtag no famine in Gaza, hashtag no genocide in Gaza." If you click on the story, the headline is "Gazans flock to the beach amid hostage families fume." Then the subheading is "Images of Gazans bathing in the sea enrage families of Hamas hostages as their loved ones continue to languish in captivity. This is a joke and it's at our expense," says hostage's cousin. It goes on to say, "As Gaza was swept by an early season heat wave, Gazans flocked to the beaches of the coastal enclave to cool off. The sight of life in Gaza seemingly going back to normal amid war was especially stinging for some of the families of the Israeli hostages who've been held in captivity for 195 days. Where to even begin? I mean, the clue is there in the article, isn't it? Early season heat wave. It's hot. Gaza has been virtually destroyed. The civilian population clearly have no jobs or schools or universities to go to. Their lives have been made miserable beyond imagination. What do you expect them to do? To avoid going to the sea, which runs down the entire strip in which they live when it's extremely hot, and just sit in the rubble, sobbing 24 hours a day? When they write, Ynet, "The sight of life in Gaza seemingly going back to normal," I mean, that's just deranged, isn't it? "Given most civilian infrastructure has been severely damaged or destroyed, famine is gripping Gaza. Almost the entire population has been displaced, with 1.5 million of Gaza's pre-war population of 2.2 million or so sheltering in Rafah, which had a pre-war population of 280,000, and tens of thousands have suffered violent deaths, leaving huge numbers of their loved ones grief-stricken. I think we can conclude that, no, life is not returning to normal." You can find examples throughout history of pictures of people suffering the most obscene crimes, having moments of levity, and their persecutors have used those images in order to claim that they did not suffer, when in truth, they were trying to escape the horror of their present. Even the German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, who has played a key role when it comes to complicity in Israel's crimes, challenged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about this. As the Guardian journalist Patrick Winter writes, "Meetings between Baerbock and Netanyahu became difficult, as did Cameron's with Katz. Baerbock reportedly recommended that Israel stop circulating the photos of life supposedly returning to normal in the Palestinian enclave, as they don't portray the real situation in Gaza. There is hunger in Gaza." At this point, Netanyahu is said to have raised his voice and insisted, "It's real, it's reality, it's not like what the Nazis staged. We're not like the Nazis who produce fake images of a manufactured reality." According to the Channel 13 report, the German foreign minister responded, "Are you saying that our doctors in the field in Gaza aren't telling the truth? Are you saying that the international media is lying?" This is a crucial point here. Israel's propaganda machine is seeking to erase the reality of the crimes it's committing, which itself has murderous consequences. And again, regimes throughout history which do these sorts of horrors have done exactly the same thing over and over again. The murderous consequences are that it helps deflect pressure on actually preventing, for example, Palestinians starving to death. The logic of that Israeli media piece is collective punishment, that the Palestinians should be suffering unimaginable horror at all times with no respite. Which brings me to this clip from Channel 12, the most watched channel in Israel. It features Yehuda Schlesinger. He was a journalist for Israel Hayom, the most read newspaper in the country. Let's listen to him.
הכי מרגיזות שראיתי תקופה ארוכה זה היה תמונות של העזתים מבלים בחוף הים ואני מחבר את זה לעוד תמונות שראינו אתמול שעוד יותר מרתיחות ולא נותן מרגוע לנשמה זה התמונות של ירדן ביבס ויש איזשהו קו מחבר בין הדברים האלה כי בעוד ירדן ביבס רק על זה שמשכו אותו בזקן עוד לא חטפו, עוד לא הרגו את משפחתו או חטפו אותם רק על זה שמשכו לו בזקן ועשו לו סלפי ועשו לו את כל הדברים האלה מגיע לאנשים האלה שם מוות מוות קשה, מוות בייסורים, ובמקום זה אנחנו רואים אותם מבלים בים, ובסטלבט שלהם, ובכיף שלהם, האנשים האלה, אין שם חפים מפשע ברצועת עזה, אין שם, הם הצביעו חמאס, הם רוצים חמאס, הם חגגו, הם חילקו סוכריות, חלקם ירקו על גופות של שני לוק, חלקם עשו סלפים חטופים שלנו, אין שם חפים מפשע, והעובדה שהם עכשיו מבלים בים, שנייה אחת, והעובדה שהם מבלים בים, במקום לרעוב, במקום להיות מטורטרים, במקום לעבור איסורים קשים, במקום להתחבא מהפגזות, הם מבלים בחוף הים, זה בדיוק הסיפור שלנו.
אני אענה לך שני דברים, כי זאת תפיסתך.
זאת תפיסתי, אני מכיר אותה שהיא קשה, אבל כשאדם רותח, אדם רותח, אנחנו היינו צריכים לראות שם הרבה יותר נקמה, הרבה יותר נהרות של דם של עזתים, עד שהם יבואו.
אז שלזינגר, שלזינגר, שנייה, שנייה.
עד שהם יבואו למנהיגים שלהם ויגידו, תשחררו, תשחררו, כי אנחנו לא מסוגלים לסבול את זה יותר.
אז אוקיי.
Just straightforward genocidal incitement. Taking collective punishment to its logical genocidal conclusion, he declares that the people of Gaza deserve death, a hard death, an agonizing death. He says there were no innocent people in Gaza and decries them enjoying on the beach instead of starving, being jerked around, being severely tormented, and hiding from shelling. We should have seen a lot more revenge, a lot more rivers of Gazans' blood.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sadistic genocidal incitement, actually deriving thrills from the idea of civilian suffering, hideous, tortured, anguished deaths, as indeed they have on a mass scale. Now, a legal point here. Israel is obliged to prosecute that man. He has committed a very grave criminal offence. You see, the Genocide Convention of 1948 has five criminal offences that it lists, one of which is obviously genocide, but another is direct and public incitement to commit genocide. What he said there clearly is direct and public incitement to commit genocide. Now, the US dragged its feet on ratifying the Genocide Convention. It didn't do so until 1988, and the man who pushed for that successfully was a Democratic senator from Delaware who goes by the name of Joe Biden. Well, history has many dark ironies. Now, Israel did not drag its feet, on the other hand, as you would expect, because the Shoah, the industrialized slaughter of 6 million Jews, the attempt to wipe out the entire Jewish population of Europe, succeeding in exterminating two-thirds in a very short space of time, that was the basis, of course, for the Genocide Convention. So Israel ratified the Genocide Convention in 1950, translating it to its statute books. And get this. Israel carries not only the death penalty for genocide, but it treats public incitement to commit genocide as an equal criminal offence. That is, a capital offence. Now, I don't support the death penalty in any circumstances. What I would say is that there's a very good reason for direct and public incitement to commit genocide being severely criminalised, because it encourages people, public incitement, to commit genocide. Those soldiers who are on the rampage in Gaza are radicalized by this rhetoric, but also genocidal conduct by those soldiers is normalized by such rhetoric going unpunished. But the problem is Israel would have to prosecute most of its government, as well as a load of politicians, generals, journalists, army officers, soldiers, for also participating in genocidal rhetoric. Now, here's another example. Let's listen to Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich being interviewed.
יש בעזה 2 מיליון נאצים שרוצים לשחוט, לאנוס ולרצוח
כל יהודי. אני לא רוצה עכשיו להיכנס בהרחבה, מי שרוצה יכול למצוא פוסטים שכתבתי בעניין הזה 2017.
כן, מניחה כל אחד ואחד מהמונאצי שרוצה לרצוח יהודים שם ברצועת עזה? כל אחד ואחד?
הרוב המוחלט של אוכלוסיית עזה גדלה בתודעת שנאה תהומית למדינת ישראל. אני מזכיר לך, 13 מהאוכלוסייה שם זו אוכלוסיית פליטי 48 שמוחזקת שם בכוונה, בעוני, בדלות, בצפיפות, במצוקה נוראית, ואומרים להם, מי שאשם במצוקה שלכם והיהודים, הפתרון שלכם הוא ביפו, בחיפה, באקו ובטבריה.
Okay.
לאורך זמן, או שאנחנו נשלוט שם, או שהאוכלוסייה המקומית תשלוט שם בעצמה, ולא חשוב אם יקראו לזה חמאס או משהו אחר, זה יהיה ארגון טרור. מי שרוצה לשמור על הביטחון של מדינת ישראל ושל תושבי הדרום, אנחנו צריכים כרגע לשלוט שם מבצעית וצבאית, וכדי שזה יקרה אנחנו צריכים לשלוט בסיוע הומניטרי עד שנחזר את חמאס טוטלית ונוכל לפתח כוחות מקומיים נתונים שיחליפו אותה. Okay. כל עוד חמאס חי ובועט, אף אחד לא יעשה עוברנו את העבודה, זה רק אנחנו. וכל עוד אנחנו לא עושים את זה, אז חמאס עושה את זה. אנחנו במו ידינו חותרים תחת מטרת המלחמה של מיטוט שלטון חמאס.
Again, genocidal mania. Nazis, we'd all agree, are genocidal totalitarian mass murderers who conquered Europe in an entirely plausible attempt at establishing global hegemony, being responsible for the slaughter of tens of millions of people in the process. Nazis are legitimate targets, something which is not least understood in the context of a Jewish audience for whom the very mention of Nazis triggers a more than well-grounded and justified profound emotional response. Now here he says Gaza's population, its civilians are Nazis, he wants to slaughter, rape and murder every Jew. He goes on to justify what he said, for example, the vast majority of the population of Gaza grows up with a visceral hatred of the state of Israel, not understanding why a people who have suffered generations of occupation, siege, ethnic cleansing, land theft, illegal colonization, apartheid, repeated mass slaughters, would have an antipathy towards their oppressor, not least in the context of the current genocidal mayhem being visited upon them. And there's no self-awareness here, given A, the visceral hatred of Gaza whipped up across Israeli society by the likes of Smotrich, and B, it is Gaza being wiped off the face of the earth with mass slaughter of its civilian population. Describing Palestinians as Nazis drives genocidal mania. It leaves them all with target signs on their backs. Now, Smotrich should be prosecuted too under the Genocide Convention and Israel's own ratification of it. But of course he won't be. He will remain Israel's finance minister. It's striking, isn't it, how we have constant moral panics about placards at protests against the mass slaughter of innocent people in Gaza. And those moral panics are used to justify demonising all those who support ending this utter carnage. But the genocidal statement of Israel's own rulers and their establishment, that's disregarded, often not even reported on or not reported in any prominent way. When, as I keep saying, if the media did their jobs, this would all frame the coverage of what's happening to Gaza. So it is our responsibility to expose this genocidal mania because it's driven by impunity. That is, as Westerners, our governments have allowed Israel to get away with anything. And therefore, there's no check on this genocidal mania because those driving understand very clearly there will be no consequences. That's why it's up to us. Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. Do you subscribe? Share the video. Keep help us take on the pro-war media at patreon.com/0084. I'll speak to you soon.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.